Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best-sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs. Yowza! The Tune Meister is back in the house. Last week, if you remember, we listened to The Doors live at the Isle of Wight Festival in 1970. Tonight, we're going to lead off with a band from the same festival and the same day, the 29th of August, 1970. We're going to hear from Free. Free was an English rock band formed in London in 68. Best known for their 19 signature song, All Right Now. They disbanded in 1973, and lead singer Paul Rodgers went on to become a frontman of the band Bad Company, along with Simon Kirk on drums. Lead guitarist Paul Kossoff formed Backstreet Crawler and unfortunately died from a drug-induced heart failure at the age of 25 in 1976. Bassist Andy Frazier formed Sharks. By the early 70s, Free was one of the biggest selling British blues rock groups. By the time the band dissolved in 73, they had sold more than 20 million albums around the world and played more than 700 arena and festival concerts. All Right Now remains a rock staple and has been entered into ASCAP's 1 million airplay singles club. So let's sit back, spark them if you got them, and let's get into some Free.
Here's what's happening on Quack House Radio. Saturday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight Eastern on QH4, the Tune Master brings you Happy Hour. Saturday nights on QH3 from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern, Paul Higgins has the Aquarian Moons. Saturday evenings on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Saturday Shoutout from 8 p.m. till 10 Eastern. Then through the week on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Monday Mayhem from noon till 2. Then on Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock, the Tuesday Titan. Wednesday, the Hump Day Right Away. Thursday, the Thursday Throwdown. And on Friday, the Friday Funk Night. And when you're just ready to get off work Eastern Time at 5 p.m., it's Samo Radio. Mondays 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., Tuesday through Friday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on QH3. And then the rest of the time, 24 hours a day, it's Donald Duck Landis, playing anything and everything. So your place for entertainment 24/7, QH1, QH2, QH3, and QH4. That's Quack House Radio. Check out our website at quackhouseradio.net. Wah, wah.
All right.
Huh. afternoon. Nice to see you. That was called Pony from our new album. This one is called Woman. Now, which is we ain't done on stage before, and it's called The Stealer. Changing a snare drum, man. Which is a bit more gentle. And it's called Baby Be My Friend. shit. Sorry about this.
Thank you.
called Fire and Water. Yeah.
Just like that.
away.
He said, son, follow your heart, baby, and look for yourself. Come back and tell me. Tell me what to learn. We'll be right back.
Time!
You want them back? Okay, let's say it louder, please, for free.
Come on now. Get out of my satisfied.
Well, let's give it up for Free. Man, that was a kick-ass concert. Unfortunately, this is a double album bootleg, and we won't hear the Stockholm 1970. But that was Free at the Isle of Wight, 1970, August 29th. And Rolling Stone referred to the band as, and I quote, "the British hard rock pioneers," end quote. The magazine also rated Paul Rogers number 55 in its list of the 100 greatest singers of all time. And Kossoff was ranked number 51 in its list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time.